الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مثل الذين يذكرون الله والذين لا يذكرونه مثل الحي والميت، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرين كرام، honorable assembly, today we would like to speak about the best of deeds. يعني خير الأعمال وأفضل الأعمال، the best of all actions, the best of all deeds. When a person wants to invest, he wants to invest in the best business, that which brings the greatest amount of returns. So we as Muslims, with this little time that we have on this planet, on this face of the earth, we would like to know what is the best of deeds, what is khairul amal wa afdalul amal. People perform salat, people do tilawat, they give charity, sadaqah, people go for jihad, tabligh, khuruj, so many amal in Islam, so many actions in Islam, and they are all virtuous. But today we would like to speak about the best, al-afdal, khairul amal, the best. And the one who tells us about this best deed is no other being than the holy sacred Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hadith in which he reported it is quoted, is narrated, the takhrij of it was done by Imam Ahmad, Imam At-Tirmidhi, Imam Ibn Majah, Ibn Abi Dunya, Imam Hakim, وَصَحَّحَهُ And Imam Hakim has declared the hadith to be sahih, very authentic, as well as by Imam al-Bayhaqi. Many muhaddithin have narrated this hadith. The hadith is from the Sahabi, the very famous learned Sahabi, Abu Darda, radiyallahu ta'ala an. An Abu Darda, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ala unabbi'ukum bi khayri a'malikum Shall I not inform you? Shall I not tell you what is the best of your deeds? The best of your a'mal? The best of your actions? Wa azkaha 'inda malikikum And the best action, the purest of it, that which constitutes the best act of piety, the noblest of it, the purest of it, in the malikikum, in the eyes of your king, in the eyes of your Rabb, wa arfa'iha fi darajatikum, and such an action which is most effective in raising your statuses, subhanallah. Everybody would like to rise in status. Everybody would like to rise in status, in degrees, to go up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to tell us, subhanallah, something very valuable and something very precious. Ala unabbi'ukum. Those who understand some Arabic, the harf ala is harfut tanbih. It is used to attract your attention, to alert you. So therefore, when we are listening to this, we should be focused. Our attention should be drawn. That is why the Prophet started this maqula of his with Allah. Ah, indeed, he wants to draw your attention. Allah unabbi'ukum bi khayri amalikum. Shall I not inform you of the best of your deeds? Wa azkaha inda malikikum. And the purest of it in the sight of your Rabb, your King, Allah. That act which constitutes the best act of piety. Wa arfa'iha fi darajatikum. And that action, that amal, which is most effective, it is arfa fi darajatikum. In raising up your degrees, your stages in the sight of Allah. Wa khayrin lakum. And such an action which is better for you. Min al-infaq wa khayril lakum min infaq al-dhahabi wal-wariq and an action which is better than your spending gold and spending silver wa khayril lakum and an action which is better for you min an talqaw aduwakum which is better for you than meeting your enemy on the battlefield better than jihad فَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَهُمْ And then you would strike off their necks. وَيَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَكُمْ And they would strike off your necks. Indeed, the Sahaba were thrilled. They were amazed. قَالُوا بَلَى They said, indeed, O Messenger of Allah, tell us an action which is the best of all actions. خَيْرُ الْعَمَالُ It is أَزْكَاهَا, the purest, of all actions in the sight of your Malik and your King. An action which is arfa, most effective in raising your degrees and stages. An action which is better, min infaq al-dhahabi wal-fidda than sadaqa, better than spending gold and silver. An action which is better, من أن تلقوا عدوكم from your meeting the enemy فتضربوا أناقهم and then you strike off their necks ويضربوا أناقكم and they strike off your necks. قالوا بلى, they said indeed, indeed. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one word which is a مراقب word, two words put together, he said ذكر الله, subhanallah, the ذكر of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we explain this hadith, one may think, how is zikr better than jihad, better than striking off the necks of the enemy, having your necks being stricken off? How is zikr better than sadaqah? It is the best of all deeds. There is salat, there is tilawat, there is hajj, there are so many amals, subhanallah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, one of the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith of this era and this time and this century, Hazrat Maulana Zakariya, rahimahullah, wa nawwarallahu marqadahu, wa nafa'ana bi'ulumihi ameen. He has said, in understanding this hadith, when the call for jihad is made, then there is no action better than that. Go. When jihad is fardul ain, is compulsory upon the believers, invasion of the kuffar, an attack on Islam, an attack on the Muslims, and the call is made for jihad, then jihad is afdal. It is best you go, because that is the need of the hour. When the need of the hour is sadaqah and charity, then that is best. When the need of the hour is performance of any deed, then that is best at that time. When the need of the hour is performance of salat with jamaat, then that is best, subhanallah. So, when the call is made for jihad, then jihad is afdal and best. When the need of the hour is charity, infaq, sadaqah, then of course that is best. When the need of the hour is the performance of salat, then that is best. But Hazrat Sheikh says, generally speaking, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best and the greatest of all acts of ibadah, generally speaking. It's like the day of Qurbani. On the day of Qurbani, what is the best act on the day of Eid al-Adha? Slaughtering of the animal, because that is the need of the day. That is why the day is called Eid al-Adha. So the best act you can do on that day is ihraq al-dam, shedding of the blood. Because in any other day you could do tilawat, in any other day you could do zikr, you could perform salat, you could do tabligh, you could do dawat, you could do gush. But that day is called Eid al-Adha, the day of the sacrifice, the day of the, for the sacrificial animal to be sacrificed for Allah. That is the best action of that day, because that's the need of the day. But generally speaking, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all actions and best of all deeds. You know why? Hazrat rahimahullah mentions, because dhikr is an end in itself. It is not a means to an end. But dhikr is an end in itself. It is matlubun fi nafsihi wa maqsudun fi nafsi. It is required and desired by itself. It is an end within itself. And the dhikr that is mentioned here is that dhikr which is known as dhikrun khafiyun or dhikrun sirriyun or dhikrun or dhikrul qalb. Dhikrun qalbiyun. As the murad of the dhikr here, the dhikr of the heart, the silent dhikr, dhikrun qalbiyun, ذِكْرٌ سِرِّيٌ, this silent secret zikr, that is the zikr which is implied and which is meant here. Because all other forms of ibadat, all other forms of worship are done because of this. Why do we perform salah? Why do we perform long rakats of salah? Allah says, Aqimis salata li dhikri. Establish salat for my zikr. Establish salat for my remembrance. So the purpose of that salat is to get us closer to Allah. The purpose of that salat is to bring in that nisbat and connection with Allah. The purpose of that salat is the remembrance of Allah. So much so, if a salat is devoid of the remembrance of Allah, what type of salat is that? Ruku not done properly. Sijda not done properly. Like a crow or bird picking at some grain. No khushu, no kudu, no khawf of Allah, no fear of Allah, no dhikr of Allah in that salat. Then what type of salat is that? The reason why we are so weak today is because our salat is weak. The reason why we are being cursed today is because our own salat is cursing us. The reason why we are being ruined today is because our own salat is ruining us. And the salat says, ضَيَّأَكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا ضَيَّأْتَنِي. May Allah ruin you as you have ruined me. You don't care about me. And it is flung back like a dirty rag in the face of the people. And the salat is cursing the Muslims. Because what type of salat do we perform? It is lacking the dhikr of Allah. Performance of salat, 4 rakats or 2 rakats or 3 rakats, and devoid of the dhikr of Allah. When Allah says, Aqimis salata li dhikri, establish salat for my zikr and my remembrance. So the dhikr of Allah should be in the salat. We should be focused upon Allah, the consciousness of Allah, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are conscious of Him, we are aware of Him. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. So Hazrat Sheikh says that, subhanAllah, a person does tilawat. He reads a juz of Quran a day, or half a juz. The purpose of that is to bring him closer to Allah, to increase in iman, to increase in hidayat, to focus on Allah, to remember Allah. So all these acts of ibadah are there to help us establish that connection with Allah. Even when we take the tasbih, the dhikr beads, and we say subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, it is done to help us bring in that consciousness and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether it be salat, whether it be jihad, whether it be sadaqah, whatever action of ibadat, it is done for us to get a better connection and nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we perform these deeds. Hence, we can understand the meaning of the Prophet's statement that the dhikr of Allah is the best of all acts, the best of all actions, because this is what is matloob, this is what is desired. In all acts of ibadah, what is desired is a feeling of attachment with Allah. Feelings. If you perform 2 rakats of salat, there may be 2 rakats of short qirat, 2 short rakats of salat, but if you have feelings within that salat, consciousness, awareness, it is better than 2 long rakats and you have no feelings, you get no vibes in it. You don't have any dhikr and remembrance of it. And this is, Hazrat Sheikh says, the murad of this zikr is with that which is within the qalb, within the heart, that a person is aware, he is conscious that my Allah is looking at me. This can also be termed as martabai ihsan, the stage of ihsan, anta budallaka annaka tara, to worship Allah as though you see him. Fa illam takun tarahu fa innahu yaraka, and if you can't worship Allah as though you see him, then verily he, Allah, is seeing you. Could be termed as that. Hazrat Sheikh says this is what is meant from this also too, is muraqabah, meditation, contemplation, fikr, tafakkur, contemplation. This is what is meant. So, because when this state is achieved, that a person gets such a qalb, he gets such a heart, that heart is always conscious and mindful of Allah. This is the essence of zikr, says Allah. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard, in the creations of the heavens and the earth, waqtilafi al-layli wan-nahar, and in the alternation of the day and the night, that the day comes and the night goes, the night comes and the day goes, fi ziyadati wan-nuqsan, sometimes the days are shorter, the nights are longer. Sometimes the nights are shorter, the days are longer. Sometimes the days are hot, sometimes the days are cold. In the alteration and in the alternation of the day and the night, says Allah, Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard, indeed in the creation of the heavens and the earth, pondering upon the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and all that which is in between them, وَاقْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and in the alternation of the day and the night, that is the change in the اِقْتِلَاف of the day and the night with respect to فِي الْمَجِيءِ وَالذَّهَابِ, in coming and in going, and with respect to seasons, and زِيَادَةِ وَالنُقْصَانِ, increase, and in respect to decrease, La ayatil li ulil albab. Allah says, in these things are signs for people of understanding. In these things are signs and ayat for people of understanding. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatil li ulil albab. In these things are signs for people of understanding. And who are the people of understanding? Ulul albab. Alladhina yatafakkaruna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard. Those who ponder, who contemplate, who meditate upon the creation of the heavens and the earth. Alladhina yatafakkaruna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard. Oh, subhanallah, muraqabah, contemplation, meditation, looking at the skies, looking at the heavens, at the stars, at the trees, at the mountains. They look around and they contemplate on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and that is which is in between them. And then after contemplation, they say, Rabbana ma qalaqta hadha batila. Oh my Rabb, you have not created these things in vain. All of this has not been created in vain, without a purpose, uselessly. Subhanak, glory be to you. You are pure. You are free from all faults and defect. Faqina adhaban nar. So save us from the fire. Save us from Jahannam. I remember our Sheikh, our spiritual mentor and guide, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Muta'ala Sahib, he once told us, he said that he likes silence. He prefers silence. And those who know him and sit with him, and of course, he was the most beloved Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Rahimahullah. From all his Khalifas, Maulana Yusuf was the most beloved Khalifa to Hazrat Sheikh. And he said that he prefers silence. He likes silence. Yes, sometimes he jokes, sometimes he talks, gives advice. But generally speaking, he likes silence. And he says, because when he is silent and there is silence around, he could observe and he could contemplate upon the creations of the heavens and the earth. He could observe things. He could do tafakkur. He could meditate, which is called a terminology, which is called one is wahdatul wujud, and one is called wahdatul wujud, and the other is wahdatul shuhud. Subhanallah. Wahdatul wujud and wahdatul shuhud. Wahdatul wujud means, Hazrat was telling us, wahdatul wujud means that there is only one being that exists. There is only one being whose existence is essential, and that is Allah. Only one being. Only one being is in control. Only one being is the dua. Fa'alul lima yurid. He does whatever he wants. Only one being, Allah. His existence is wajib, and our existence is mumkin and possible. Wahdatul wujud. And wahdatul shuhud means oneness of witnessing, oneness of seeing, oneness of experience, wahdatu shuhud, oneness of vision, which means that wherever a man looks, whatever he sees, subhanallah, he looks, he watches, he sees Allah. He sees the power of Allah. He sees the qudrat of Allah. Wherever he turns, and Hazrat was saying, even if you look at the fan, you look at a bulb, this state, this hal of wahdatul shuhud is so deep that wherever the man turns, he sees Allah, meaning he sees the existence of Allah, the power of Allah, Allah's being in control. He looks at a bulb, he looks at a fan, he looks at everything, and he sees Allah behind that. Like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had reached that level. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala used to say, "Ma ra'aytu shay'an qattu." I never saw anything at all. "Illa ra'aytu Allah ma'ahu," except that I saw Allah with it. Today we become fascinated by this. We become amazed by that. Wow, look at that. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, "Ma ra'aytu shay'an qattu." I never saw anything at all. "Illa ra'aytu Allah ma'ahu," except that I saw Allah with it. He saw the mountain, he saw Allah with it, Allah's power with it. He saw the seas, he saw Allah's qudrat with it. The fishes, the oceans, the lake, birds, trees, human beings, whatever it may be, he sees Allah with it. So if even it may be an expensive vehicle, a very expensive vehicle, he will not get so carried away. Wow, look at that. But he will see Allah with that vehicle. Allah's power that he gave man the brains, the intelligence to do that. The material came from the earth. Allahu Akbar. Electricity, forces of nature, fire, water, the elements of nature, combination of certain things. He sees Allah wherever he goes. Where is Allah absent? Such a person, where is Allah? Allah is ghaib, Allah is absent. Where is my Allah? Allah is all around me. In other words, he sees the works of Allah. And another Sheikh Miran Sahib, rahimahullah, used to say, if you want to know the tafsir of Allah, you want to know about Allah, then look around. You will understand what Allah is doing. You will understand the commentary of Allah. You will understand the sifat and the attributes of Allah. Look around. Some child is crying. Some vehicle is moving. Some wind is blowing. Some tree is shaking. Subhanallah. Something is happening. Some flower is open and blossoming. Wahdatu shuhud. Where you look, you see. And this is what is meant in this hadith. It is a zikr which is within the heart. It is a feeling of awareness, consciousness that is present within the heart. Which brings us back to the ayat of the Quran, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. He is with you wherever you are. And Hazrat was telling us that people who like to speak and speak and speak and talk and talk and over talk too much, he said it is a marad. It is a sickness, a disease, a sickness, talking too much. Ma'adallah. That is why he preferred silence, so that he could do muraqabah, he could contemplate, be in communion with Allah, look around, observe, see Allah's qudrat, and feel that sweetness and enjoy the ecstasy and the pleasure and the sweetness from that. That is what is meant in this hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the best of all deeds, dhikrullah, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which exists within the heart. You may not see the man with a tasbih in his hand. You may not see him doing tilawat. Ma'adallah, do not ever think that these things are negated. These things are there and they must be done because they help you. They bring you up. But the essence of it is that feeling which is within the heart. A feeling just as Layla and Majnun had for each other. A feeling what you have for your beloved, that even though your beloved is absent, but yet the feeling is there, the awareness is there, the consciousness is there. You are in love, you are ashik, your mashuka, it is hub, it is ishq. She is a very far away, but yet you think about her, you go to sleep thinking about her. You even speak as though she is present in front of you, your beloved, your mahbuba. A feeling like that, and even beyond that, that awareness, that consciousness within the heart is the essence of ibadah. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, is what we should try to bring in, because this is what is matlub. It is an end within itself. May Allah give you and me the tawfiq. For when such a stage comes in, it becomes difficult for a person now to displease Allah. It becomes difficult now for a person to disobey Allah, because the consciousness is there. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.